Welcome into a Friday Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. The Jaguars in their final day of full practice in preparation for the 4:05 kick on Sunday against Cincinnati. The health of this team has improved a bit over the last couple of weeks, and that's good for the balance of this offense. Mm-hmm. The offensive line looking healthy now. What's the latest on LaRon Robinson?
Well, the major news today is that everybody's probable on the injury report except for Selvey and Smith, which leads you to believe that Britton, Bradfield, and as you mentioned, LaRon Robinson, who missed the last couple of days, they all have a chance to play Sunday, and that will be the healthiest that both sides of the ball have been in a long time.
Let's talk a little bit more about defense now. Mm-hmm. The rush men on this team have been a little frustrated with their inability to get to the quarterback. I think they only have 3 or 4 sacks for the season. They hit Luck 12 times last week, but didn't get a sack in the game. Austin Lane might be back this week. That might help spell some guys, right?
And that's key. He's been out since really early in the preseason with a foot. And as you mentioned, the Jaguars have only gotten 2 sacks this year. A lot of that, I think, is because Jeremy Mincy, Andre Branch have played pretty much all the snaps at defensive end. You get Austin Lane back in there, and all of a sudden you can get a rotation there. Being fresh rushing the passer is very important.
This is a 4:05 kick. More eyeballs on this game Sunday. First of back-to-back 4:05 home games. You just came off a win at a division rival in Indy. This could be a big momentum builder if they get a win this week, get back to 500, right?
Well, I asked Brad Meester yesterday. I said, okay, this is a stupid question. He said, boy, that's a big shock. But what's the difference between 1-3 and 2-2? It's only one game in the standings, but it's a huge difference in momentum. And he said, you know, if you get to 2-2, all of a sudden you're back even. You feel like you're in better shape. So it is a big game on that front. There's no question.
Fred Taylor going into the pride of the Jaguars on Sunday, and you had a chance to chat with Fred, and you'll have a big interview with him on the website coming up, right?
Well, I guess you talked to him a couple weeks ago for the Game Day magazine, and I don't think you've really talked to Fred before. I've talked to him a lot over the years. It's always a pleasure to talk to Fred Taylor. He's insightful. He's honest. He's everything that fans like in a player, and they've really reached out to him over the years. It's a mutual admiration society between Fred and the fans. It's going to be a special day. And I asked Fred, I guess the very last question I asked him today was, what is it going to mean when you see that veil come off and your name's up there? And it was vintage Fred. He said, you know, it's going to be a combination of a tickle in my throat and a smile, and he's not sure how he's going to react. But the one thing you know about Fred, it'll be a sincere reaction, and it'll mean a lot to him.
Good stuff, John. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, JP.
Kickoff Sunday, 4:05, Cincinnati and Jacksonville here at Everbank Field.